Hello, hello. You're listening to a special Wednesday edition of Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Zira Vaughn. You can check her out at myspace.com/ZiraVaughn. That's ZeraVaughan. As usual, we're going to start out with a track from a CD, and then we'll go into some interview and some live stuff. This is a track called The Crying Moon from her album Back to the Roots. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
I'm alone on my time.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Zira Vaughn. Zira, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for coming in on this swelteringly hot Wednesday afternoon in this tiny room with no air circulation. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Why don't we just start with the basics? Tell me where you're from and what it is that you do. Obviously, the name is your project, but what do you do in the act that is Zira Vaughn?
I'm a singer, and I co-wrote the songs with Amir Efrat right here, and I'm just performing and doing my music.
And Amir, you can grab that purple mic right there. You are performing in this band, but you're also acting as a writer and a producer with Zira.
Yeah, basically we work on the CD together, and and also kind of like directing the band. So yeah,
he's a musical director.
And how did it start out? Did it just start out with you, Zira, writing your songs, and then you found Amir and you started to collaborate?
Right. Yeah, Then I met him, and he was playing in a gig at a place that I went to see, and here we go. So since then we're collaborating. It's like a marriage, let's say. But he's not my husband, thank God.
So full of good times and also conflict.
He's my best friend. He's my brother.
Excellent. Well, if you guys are ready, let's go into a live song, and
sure,
then we'll come back and we'll talk some more about your music. What are you going to play for us first?
What about doing Almas? Come on. Yes, right. Almas. It's a cover of Randy Crawford, you know, from the 70s, I guess. And so, yeah, we did it in our style.
Excellent. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Zira Vaughn.
Thank you.
his wishes. I'm sure he's king, without a doubt. With love so captive, oh, so solely captive, I ask if I could play the part.
Wow, what a wonderful start to the show.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So tell me, when you first started to sing, I'm guessing when you were younger, did you just open your mouth and out came this completely trained, wonderful voice, or is this something that you worked on for a long time?
Thank you. No, I worked on it, honestly. No, I started very young, I have to say. I was doing a musical when I was very young, when I was about 11, and it was more play. I was acting. I thought I was going to be an actress, and I found myself a singer, because I prefer to sing than to act. I think it's more fun. So yeah, this is how I started, very young, and then slowly I just went to Paris to study psychology, and I went to the Conservatoire. I was a bad student, I have to admit. But yeah, this is how I started, doing the lounge circuit in Paris.
And when you started to sing, were you also writing your own material, or were you mostly doing established
works? No, it started when I started to sing. I didn't know what to say. I knew I had the message to say. I wanted to say something, to share with the world, but I didn't know what. And to sing, for just the fact of singing, was not interesting. So yeah, I was trying to write. I was not. I was very weak. My writing was kind of weak. So I really worked on it. And then suddenly one day it comes. One day I think, you know, the mature you become, and you know what you want to do and you want to say and who you are. So it's a question of being who you are, I think.
And now that you have this more established sense of yourself as a writer, do you are there certain themes that you come back to? Are there things that a style of writing that you have? Things you like to talk about? What are some of those things?
Yeah, it's. I mean, he's gonna laugh because he's always laughing at me for that. But it's yeah. It's very positive. I just want to send some positive vibes. It's important, just being positive and good energy. And I think it's this is what saved me, honestly. You know, so it's to share some good thoughts to your friends, the public, your family. Trying to do good things.
So it sort of gives you an opportunity to give back to the world in a way that you wouldn't otherwise be able to. Okay, well, why don't we listen to another track from your CD? And what do you recommend?
Well, what about the Moon Song? Oh, no, sorry, we just listened.
Yeah,
Mona Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about this song we're going to play. Yes.
While we're playing, or now, or when do you want me to talk about it?
Just the track that I'm going to play.
Yeah, so Mona Lisa, it's about someone, a crazy person, who stole Mona Lisa's smile. You know, Mona Lisa is in the Louvre. Mm-hmm. And one day, some guy came, a little bit crazy, and decided to take her smile. So he took the smile, and then suddenly the world doesn't look the same anymore because she doesn't have that smile anymore. So, and everybody's focusing on that smile, you know. So this is it. It was about that.
Sounds great. Let's do it. This is Zira Vaughn on Is Good on killradio.org. Stick around.
Demain.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Zira Vaughn. You can check out myspace.com/Zira Vaughn for more information on this artist. Zira, I want to talk to you about this term world music.
Sure.
You sing in English, in French, in Hebrew. There's Middle Eastern influences
right.
in the music here and there. Maybe it was the peyote I took before I came here, but I could have sworn there was a Native American influence to that last song that we heard. I could just picture chanting and Native American drums. Or
yeah.
It seems like the whole world seeps into each one of your songs somehow. Talk about that, please.
I was born in Tunisia, well, North Africa. I'm half French, half English, with some Italian roots. I have three religions in my life. And I'm using, let's say, the Buddhism more in my life, but I have Jewish, of course, I'm Jewish religion, Christian, Protestant, and Muslim, because I was born in a Muslim country. And so I speak a kind of three languages, a little bit of Arabic, Hebrew, I'm trying to to learn with this one, with Amir. But I could not do something else than world music, because I could not be, you know, I could not be on just one box. I had to embrace all that. It was important for me to, and even just to sing in one languages, it was, I thought it was going to be unfair for the others. I don't know, it's like, who do you prefer, your mom or your dad?
Well, my mom. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
Make things easy, please. No, so
not true.
Yeah, it's you know, I had to and this is how I'm comfortable. And now, because I'm here for such, 8 years now, I'm living in Los Angeles. It's true that I love to sing in English, and I find myself writing more in English than French or, yeah.
Do you think you're doing that for yourself or for your audience that's mostly English speaking?
Both, actually, both. I cannot be selfish. I have to share, of course, you know, I have to understand them, and they have to understand me. And both of us, audience and me.
Do you wonder, do you worry about how things like labels and corporations and radio stations will categorize your music? If you take a walk through Amoeba Music, there's the Brazilian section and the African section, and there's no section that's just... Because there are very few artists that do as many things as you're doing in this one album.
So you're asking me where I should be categorized?
Well, are you hoping that you will just be able to transcend that urge for everyone to put you in a little category?
Let's see. If they want to put me on the world music, yeah, why not? You know, but. I don't. Yeah, it should be like world music, but I think they should go. I don't really think about it, to be honest. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think about that.
Good. Would be very distracting.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no. Because if I start to think about that kind of stuff, I won't do anything. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't think about it. We'll see. They'll do whatever they want. If they want to put me, you know, let's say, I don't know, chanting Brazilian, which is not Brazilian, but. They can do whatever they want. If they're happy about that, I'm happy with them. You know,
as long as people come and buy the album.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever they want me to, they want to hear, or they want to, how they want to call it. Let's, you know, let them choose. They will choose. Actually, I'm going to let them choose.
Good. Why don't we go into another live song? Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah.
What would you like to play for us now?
What about a French song, Mon Ami La Rose, with.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Zira Vaughn.
On est bien un peu de choses. Et mon ami la rose me l'a dit ce matin. Je me suis épanouie, heureuse et amoureuse. Où et où le soleil me suis fermée la nuit, me suis réveillée. Pourtant, j'étais très belle. Oui, j'étais la plus belle des fleurs de ton jardin. On est bien peu de choses et mon ami la rose me l'a dit ce matin. Le Dieu qui me fait courber la tête, et je sens que je tombe, et je sens que je tombe. Mon cœur est presque nu, j'ai le pied dans la tombe. Déjà je ne suis plus. Tu m'admires que hier, et je serai poussière pour toujours demain. Chose et mon ami la rose est morte ce matin. cette nuit éveillé mon ami. Mon rêve j'ai vu ébloui, senti nu son âme qui dansait bien au-delà de nous et qui me souriait. Crois celui qui peut croire, moi j'ai besoin d'espoir, sinon je ne suis rien. On est bien peu de choses et mon ami la rose m'a la dit ce matin. Vois le Dieu qui m'a faite, me fait courber la tête et je sens que je tombe et je sens que je tombe. Mon cœur est presque nu, j'ai le pied dans la tombe, déjà je ne suis plus du même mieux que hier et je serai poussière pour toujours demain.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Zira Vaughn. Amir, I want to talk to you about how you came into this project and how you came into music.
Sure.
So when we were coming here setting up, you were warming up, you were playing some jazz licks and just sort of getting your fingers loose. And this music has, I mean, there's definitely some elements of jazz to it, but I mean, it's a much different style.
It's a different thing. Yeah.
Tell me about what you bring to the Zira Vaughn act.
Yeah, I started actually as a jazz pianist, and I kind of turned away from that a little bit, but I'm doing all kind of things. And as far as my music, I also really like, you know, to have a lot of world influences and stuff in my music. And I played with a lot of different, you know, world artists, so I have a little bit of everything pretty much. And I also, like Zara, I don't like to, you know, to do one thing, you know, to play like jazz or to play, you know, pop. I pretty much like to combine a lot of different styles in my music and stuff. So I think that's why this collaboration is working.
How long have you been playing piano?
I started when I was 8, I think. I was not really serious when I started, but, you know, at high school, that's when I pretty much started to really take it seriously.
Was it that idea of being able to do many things at once that attracted you to working with Zira when you met her?
And not really. I mean, I was like kind of, you know, digging the whole idea of doing like a world album and stuff. That was like appealing for me to getting into a project, you know.
Where can people get this album?
In CD Baby. They can order that from cdbaby.com/Zira Vaughn or iTunes, Amazon. That's it.
Okay. Why don't we play another track from it, and then we'll talk about the process of putting it together, which must have been a lot of work. What track should we play?
Let's do This Time, because I really like This Time. Can I talk about this?
Please.
This time? Yeah. I composed this time with another very good singer who I have a lot of admiration for her, Sirsa Shakim, and so we co-wrote that song with Sirsa and Amir. So she's singing in English and I sing in French. So the English part is Sirsa.
All right.
I do the French part.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is the track This Time from Zira Vaughn's album Back to the Roots.
De peur qui me balayait tout dans mon cœur. in the saddest ways. I believed all the harsh words you'd say. C'est l'amour à l'envers. Et je me laisserai pas faire. J'irai au bout.
Listening to Is Good on killradio.org with my guest Zira Vaughn. Zira, how long did it take you to put together this album, the actual recording of it?
3 years.
3 years of recording?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very long time.
Was this a collection of mostly of songs that you'd already written, or were you writing new songs to go into the album as you were recording it?
We wrote them in 3 years with Amir and I. So it took us 3 years.
What do you like better, recording in the studio, laying down the perfect track, or performing live? Or can you compare those things?
It's different. I like to play live, I have to say. Yeah, recording at the studio. No, there's always a very exciting part to record at the studio, but it's a bit stressful. I don't know.
And I give her a hard time.
And he gave me a hard time, yeah, of course. Amir always gives hard time. But no, it's totally different, I have to say. I'm much more serious and more anxious when I record than when I'm performing. I don't know, it's more, I feel like I'm high a little bit when I'm performing.
Why, do you think that's because you're connecting with the audience somehow?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm connecting with Amir. Which is, no, I'm kidding.
What was
the gonna kill me.
Some of the early times that you went up on stage in front of a live audience as Zira Vaughn?
Yeah.
What was that like? The very very first times where you weren't sure how the audience was going to react to what you were doing.
Difficult for me because I was not sure about myself. I had to learn a lot. I did a lot of mistakes, And so the audience, they kind of responded well, but I was not. I was not. I was a little bit different, and I was afraid. I didn't know myself very, very well, I think. And I think the more you perform, and the more you know, the better you know yourself.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Now you're based in Los Angeles, so
right.
Most of your performances are in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But you've also performed elsewhere.
I've performed in Tahiti, in France, Tunisia, and yeah, that's it.
Do you see any major difference in the way a Los Angeles audience looks at your show than, say, someone in Tunisia?
No, actually, no. That everybody's responding pretty. It's pretty the same. I have to say, it's pretty much the same.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do another live song?
Sure.
What would you like to do?
Yerushalayim.
Okay. Whenever you're ready. Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Zira Vaughn. So that was in Hebrew, am I correct?
Right.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Singing in Hebrew, and I was watching you perform this song, and you're using your hands a lot, and it's a very passionate song. You kind of have to move around to get some of those sounds out of your throat, right? Do you have to put yourself in a different psychological state for each of these songs that are in different languages, like you're a different person for each one? Is there a character singing this song, or is it all Zira?
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, I put myself in another character. I'd never thought about it.
Maybe that's where the acting comes back in.
Yeah. But it's, you know, we all have little, you know, little angels or ghosts or whoever you want, you know, inside us. And I think, yeah, they're kind of expressing themselves. That song, yeah, I put it like that. So I didn't compose that song. It's a famous song it's a song about peace. And I don't know, I feel like I like to sing that song. So, yeah, it's very emotional for me when I sing that song. But, so it's pretty much the fact, actually. I put a lot of passion doing that song, yeah.
Now, do you understand Hebrew normally, or you're learning it, right?
No, I'm learning it. Yeah. So I understand it because he translated to me. So yeah, but yeah, some few stuff. Yeah, I understand some few words.
So learning.
Ask him if I understand.
Learning the meaning of the song then must have largely changed the way you perform it, right? When you really understood what you were saying, and it wasn't just words translated from.
Yeah, totally. And I have to say there's no tempo really on that song, so I'm very free, because you know when you sing a song, I'm always it's normal, you have to respect the tempo, the time. Mm-hmm. So here it's like you let yourself go, and there's no time, it's only timeless. So I think there's a lot of that also.
Great.
In performing that song.
Now let's listen to another track from the CD, and then we'll come back. We'll do one more live song and talk about where we can see you perform next.
Yeah, sure.
What should we play from the CD?
Fragile.
Okay.
Yeah, Fragile. About. I'm sorry. Let's do G. Let's do G.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Zira Vaughn, and she sounds like this.
À la peau.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. Where are you guys playing next?
We're playing at the Tangier, June 6th at 9 o'clock. No, 10 o'clock.
And when you guys, when you perform on stage, what is the whole setup? Is it just you and Amir, or do you have other performers
as
well?
We are seven. We can be seven on stage sometimes. We have a drummer, percussions, bass, keyboard, flute player, Fred Seldon, who's playing on the track J, a sax player sometimes, and me.
So is it different for every show that you do, just sort of depending on who you can get to join you?
Yeah, sometimes I take, I have some guests, so I have singers, who wants to do some duets with me, or saxophone players also. So, yeah, I try to change, I try to put some... more color.
To keep like the basic band, we have a bunch of musicians that we already used to and like to work with, but also have like guest musicians every show to keep it interesting and fun.
Was this? Did you guys both decide that you'd start with some songs and you think this needs another layer, it needs a flute or it needs this kind of percussion, and you just sort of added musicians to the songs?
Well, on this particular song, actually, the flute player heard the song and he suggested that it might be cool if you will play on it. So, yeah, go ahead.
And I noticed that in some of the songs, there's also, it sounds like there's some drum machine work, some electronic work.
Yeah.
And where does that come from? Whose background does that come from?
Oh, his
Me.
Background.
Yeah. So did you just feel that it needed to bring it into a more modern context?
Or? Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Were you guys ready for one more live song?
Sure.
What are you going to play for us?
A song of our new, the next album, because we're working on...
So you're already working on the next album?
Yeah.
Let me ask you real quick.
Sure.
Do you write all the time? Like when this album was finished, did you take a break, or were you already writing more songs for the next album?
I should write all the time. I'm very inconsistent, I have to say. Not in a bad way, but, it's like that. If I have, for example, this song, I was trying to work on, to write, like, one song, and could not do anything, and this song just did all the words and even the melody, like, in 5 minutes, I just did that song.
So and it just came out of you at once.
Yeah, so it took me months to, I was working on one song with, didn't go anywhere, and I did this one. And it's nothing to compare with the other one, by the way.
And what is this called again?
Where Is the Love.
Okay, let's do this.
Where is the love? Where is the light you told about? Why there's a hole in my heart? Where is that night when he used to hold me tight? Why don't you stand by my side? What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? Why do I feel like a lonely soul again? Why do you stay here? Why don't you take me there? Why don't you let me try to love you one more time? Just remember, there's a smile that lights up your dreams. Why do you stay second that's in your life? There's some power inside. Where do you go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Why do I feel like a lonely soul again? Why do you stay here? Why don't you take me there? Why don't you let me try to love you one more time? Ooh. you let me try to love you one more time? Why did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? Why do I lay like a lonely soul again? Why do I stay here? Why don't you take me there? Why don't you let me try to love you one more time?
Ooh. Zira, Amir, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Everyone should go check out your show at the Tangier on June 6th, as well as pick up a copy of Back to the Roots. Drop by myspace.com/ZiraVaughn. That's ZeravaughN. And you also have a ZiraVaughn.com. Is that
right.
A separate website?
My website, yeah.
Okay. And what else? If you are listening to this now and you want to hear it again or you want to tell someone about it, it will be available for download from isgoodmusic.com some point later today, as well as podcast on iTunes. Also, tonight there's a show, isgoodmusic.com presents at Molly Malone's, featuring Sabrosa Purr, Eject, Automatique, and Solari, and that should be a good show. And tune in tomorrow for my regularly scheduled program, Is Good. You've been listening to killradio.org. Stick around.
Like tears from a star.